Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares class. You know that our country's under lockdown, and that's subject to change any second. But there is some good news. We now realize that our government is self-serving, incompetent, and me first. It is a do-as-I-say, not-as-I-do government at the federal level and at the state level and at the county level. And anyone who has been paying attention knows that we don't need 90% of our government employees, elected officials, parasites, nor their consultants. We don't need them. And what we have learned is that these government types allegedly are working from home. Obviously, they're not working from home. And I want you to know that in order to make sure that they themselves are safe, in Washington, D.C., there is a major general. His name is Jones. He's in charge of evacuation of the government from Washington, D.C., should there be civil unrest. Now, this plan has been in play since the attack in New York City, the World Trade Center, 9/11. It's been in play. But our government, our federal government, has got a plan to evacuate Washington, D.C., the city-state, should there be civil unrest. So I just want to let you know that you don't have to worry about them. They've already taken care of it. And before that, General Dwight David Eisenhower, when he became president, used his discretionary funds to build a hotel and a golf course in West Virginia. And it's in an area called White Sulphur Springs. The hotel and golf course is called the Greenbrier, Greenbrier. Underneath the Greenbrier, which was built in sections, compartmentalized, so no one really knew what was going on, there is a bunker underneath it. And it would hold about, well, all of Congress. Now, not their families, you know, just these Congress parasites. It has a television station, studio. It has a satellite communications antenna, a power generation station, diesel generators, water supply, a crematorium, meeting rooms, dining hall, everything you could possibly want to live underground. And to get there, Interstate 64, you can go 120 miles an hour on Interstate 64 from Virginia through Virginia to West Virginia into the mountains, the Appalachian Mountains, where this resort is. And since a number of us have found out about it, and it became declassified, you can look it up, Greenbrier. You can learn about it. But it was to protect the government from whatever happens. So there's another plan, a current plan, to do the same thing. It's not going to be at the Greenbrier because we already know about that. I got to the blast doors. I found the blast doors back in the 1990s. Took the family there. And as we approached the blast doors, the guards jumped out and said, what are you doing? I said, McDonald's is this way, right? Just trying to find McDonald's. They said, turn around. So I was there. I saw it. And There's a railroad line there, railroad tracks. So if you, you know, need to get there by rail from D.C., you could. If you need to go 120 miles an hour on Interstate 64, you could. And if you were landing your C-5 aircraft, you could land that on the parking lot right adjacent to the Greenbrier Hotel. So it's all right there, everything that's necessary for the continuation of the United States federal government. So you can look it up. We have a plan right now to evacuate Washington, D.C., should there be civil unrest. Now, why would there be civil unrest? Because the coronavirus is real and has caused the corona panic. Rich Sheban's with us. Just joined us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. Happy TGIF to everybody. And, pardon me. The reason why I came on today is because I wanted to put a couple exclamation points on the discussion you had yesterday about economics. But I also want to finish what you said just a few moments ago about government. You left out the word corrupt, and I want to mention a few facts. The fact is that 90% of government workers in general, and not so much police, military, and firefighters, you know, the people who put their life on the line, they don't. But 90% of the government workers generally vote Democrat, and what they do is manufacture the perception of self-importance and self-preservation. And they do it very well. There's a lot of propaganda, a lot of hoaxes, a lot of false flags, a lot of lies and gaslighting that goes on. And that's why the fascist system that Donald Trump inherited between a corrupt big corporate oligarchy and government is totally out of control. And you can see the precedents that they are trying to start, everything from eliminating due process, creating liability protection for the big corporations, especially big pharma. You know, you have people in government trying to create all the so-called vaccines, which is going to lower everybody's immune system, and they're going to get profits with no accountability. That's called free lunch. And you can see all these other agendas, getting rid of cash, getting rid of rallies, getting rid of Joe Biden publicly, let him go virtual reality so he doesn't sound like an idiot when he speaks. Closing the post office right before voting, panic, fear, going through the roof, delegitimizing work, mail-in voting. Well, that's going to be very interesting when they want to try and close the post office. You know, we have to look at all these agendas going on. Like, here's an article right here that just came out from Zero Head. COVID-19 is a man-made virus, HIV discoverer says, could only have been created in a lab. Well, you've heard that on this show and many alternative media shows for quite a long time. And this is a very disturbing article right here. Facebook is issuing warnings to users who have liked or clicked on coronavirus misinformation. In other words, they want to control the narrative. And when you look at the top five stocks, the real big stocks that's holding up the stock market, it's Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, a.k.a. Google, and Facebook, all owned by the wealthiest top few percent in the world, for the purpose of the controlling information, propaganda, and mostly censorship and surveillance. So we have to be aware of everything that's going on right now, Vince, because nothing is real. We are really living in a virtual reality state. So before I mention some articles here, I want to go to what you were talking about yesterday. And we have to remember that when it comes to economics, there's always going to be revisions. Some countries, like China, doesn't even give revisions. They just say this is the narrative, take it or leave it. A lot of numbers are inaccurate. A lot of it's rigged. A lot of it's cherry-picking articles. And we have to look at the bottom line. We have to look at the bankruptcies, the defaults, and the delinquencies that's happening to the little people, especially with small business. And I have articles all over the place that basically shows that small business is not getting any relief. Basically, it's to keep up and prop up the big corporations and let everybody else, especially the middle class, go down the drain. So when you're doing, and I know I've talked about stock buybacks before and malinvestments, but so many of these companies who are getting double free lunch before after breakfast and free lunch before dinner. And these people have not only done stock buybacks, but they're also asking for bailouts. So when you hear about food stamps and welfare, and I don't disagree with that, that it's not good for the public, I agree. But they're getting crumbs compared to the government and big corporate America, who are not just getting bailouts, but they've asked for stock buybacks. And I cannot say this enough, that going into debt, and they're basically eliminating any possibility of expansion, new products, new services, research and development, and new people in the form of employees. So their executives cash in their stock options while creating acquisitions and mergers, which is code for consolidation, and they're giving dividends to their wealthiest stockholders, and they're sticking cash in their pockets, and then they're going to the government and asking for huge amounts of money in the form of bailouts, which the people are paying for. And this should be very disturbing. So when you hear about the mainstream media talking about there's no free lunch, big government, well, government all across the board is getting lots of free lunch. And the big banks, they're getting free money right now from the Treasury, charging the little people interest when they take out a loan. And then if somebody owes that bank money and they're getting a measly $1,200 stimulus check, that bank is taking out of the pocket of that person who owes that bank. In other words, the bank is automatically putting themselves in first position. So when you talk about welfare lines, folks, Wall Street, big banks, big corporations, big government, they are first in welfare line compared to the bottom 93%. That's why the wealth gap is gaining ground. Okay, it probably should be revised maybe to the top, to about 90%, 10%. I always talk 93%. But socialism is for the rich, the corrupt, and capitalism is for the poor who don't get opportunities. So we're trying to do commerce with very little head start. And everything regarding opportunities is now based on what group you're in. And what this is doing is eliminating the middle class. And I'm hearing a lot of people talking about debt jubilees. Vince, we can talk about that, and I know we have, because I'm going to repeat what I've said years ago. If we have household debt, let's say it's $50,000, okay? And you got to look at it from an individual perspective. Instead of doing a debt jubilee, because debt is money, that means a lot of people aren't going to get paid. If we can do it through a voucher system, okay, so we don't create a hyperinflationary system, we can literally give $50,000 to every person, every adult, or every household, or every business, preferably individuals. If you're in debt, you get it through a voucher, and that debt has to go to the person you owe the money to. And it can be done in increments so it doesn't overwhelm the system through inflation. And we'll be back after the break, folks. So little time, so much to say.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Let's talk about the post office for just a couple minutes. Class, in 1863, the price of a postage stamp was 3 cents for a half an ounce. In 1885, it was 2 cents for 1 ounce. 1885. In 1917, during the First World War, the price of postage went from 2 cents to 3 cents. And after the war, it went back down to 2 cents. Then, in 1932, it was still 3 cents for a first-class stamp. And it stayed that way. It stayed from November 1917 at 3 cents for a first-class postage stamp for 1 ounce, all the way until 1958. What would that be? 39 years? Then it went from 3 cents to 4 cents in 1958. And then in 1974, it went to 10 cents. Now I'm skipping some of these jumps. So here are the postage rate increases. We'll start in 1932 it was 3 cents, 1958 4 cents, 63 5 cents, 68 6 cents, 71 8 cents. And 71 is when it about started going crazy. So 74 went 10 cents, 75 13 cents. That's a 30% increase. Then 78, it went to 15 cents, 18 cents, 20 cents, 22, 25, 29, 32, 33, 34, 37, 39, 41, 42, 44, 45, 46, 49, 50, and now it's 55 cents. That's for a first-class postage stamp. The United States Post Office is on the United States Postal Service is on the verge of collapse. And if they don't receive a massive, massive bailout, I think it's around just close to $90 billion with a B, dollars, they're going to collapse. Why they have pensions that they're paying. They pay their employees way too much. And they say that the corona panic has caused a decrease in profitable items, such as first-class mail, flyers, those kinds of things. So because of flyers, first-class mail, small items, they are in deep, deep, deep financial trouble. How is that possible? It's a government, government quasi-government organization, right? They can charge whatever they want. And yet they're still fiscally irresponsible. Now, President Donald Trump has said that the United States Postal Service is the delivery boy for Jeff Bezos. I'm paraphrasing. Yeah, so you wonder how come Amazon can ship so inexpensively when you couldn't put something in a box and ship it across your street for what Jeff Bezos can sell you the product and ship it for, right? That's what's happening. So it seems like y'all are subsidizing the United States Postal Service. It's just one more thing that's wrong. So when you wonder why he's so wealthy, it's because he's not paying his fair share the way you are. You know, imagine going to your local postal service building and say, I want the same rate that Jeff Bezos pays because I'm going to ship this to my aunt in Kentucky and I'm sending her a frying pan and I want the same rate that Amazon pays you. What do you think they would say? First, they tell you they don't know what that means and they can't calculate that because he's cut a special deal with the United States Postal Service. Now, he's bright. He was able to pull that off. No one would think in those kinds of terms, in terms of taking advantage of the little people. You know, we're not built like that. Say, you know what? We could take advantage of a whole bunch of little people by having them pay for our shipping costs. We'll just cut a side deal with the United States Postal Service. Rich, any quick comments about that?
Well, yeah. Keep in mind, the little people pay for everything via taxes or inflation. Keep that in mind. This year, folks, this year, this spring, summer, and fall is going to tell us if America survives.
Yeah. A stamp went up 10% between 2018 and 2019. 10% in 1 year. We'll be right back.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump unveiling his plan to restart the U.S. economy and ease social distancing after the coronavirus pandemic. The three-phase plan recommends reopening the nation based on the severity of the outbreak in each individual state or region, with governors developing their own formulas for how to successfully reopen. Those governors will have final say on when to reopen. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer is praising the plan, but says to make it work, the nation needs to ramp up testing. Nursing homes in New York and New Jersey continuing to see very high coronavirus death tolls, and New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy is fuming after learning that 17 bodies were crammed into a small area of a northern New Jersey nursing home earlier this week.
I'm also outraged that bodies of the dead were allowed to pile up in a makeshift morgue at the facility.
USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
In Louisiana, there's a pastor by the name of Tony Spell. And in an interview earlier this month, he was unapologetic when he was asked if he thought that he would have blood on his hands if one of his congregants became infected and died. And he said, like any revolutionary or any zealot, or like any pure religious person, death looks to them like a welcome friend, he said. True Christians do not mind dying. They fear living in fear. Police arrested Tony Spell on March 31st and charged him with six misdemeanors for violating the governor's executive order that limits gatherings to less than 10 people. At the time, Central Police Chief Roger Corcoran called Spell's decision to keep holding services reckless and irresponsible. The number of infections in Louisiana has increased to more than 21,000, and the death toll is now over 1,100 in Louisiana. This is on the Daily Mail. And here's the headline for what I just read you. Parishioner and right-hand man of controversial Pastor Tony Spell, who has defied lockdown measures, dies from coronavirus. Harold Aurelian was a member of the Life Tabernacle Church in Louisiana. Pastor Spell disputed the cause of death, saying he died from a broken heart. Spell is facing misdemeanor charges for holding services during the corona pandemic. So one of his church members died. And Pastor Spell said he disputed the cause of death. The coroner's cause of death was acute respiratory illness syndrome due to the coronavirus. Pastor Spell says he disputed the man's cause of death, saying he died of a broken heart after recently losing his son. So, here we have a praise the Lord guy who is expecting donations from his flock. He holds a service. Thousands attend. One at least has died so far. And the pastor disputes the cause of death that the coroner said. And I believe that this is the same Bible thumping preacher that said, hey, y'all, we're having trouble getting people to attend services, so y'all just give us your $1,200 check. I think he's the same guy. Same guy that said, just turn over your checks to the churches, you know, in your area. Can you imagine that? What a disgrace. I hope the charges get increased to manslaughter for this guy. You know, where does he get off? Where does he get off defying the order for safety? Okay? Just like the protesters across the country. I think it's wonderful that people protest. I really do. And the protesters across the country are saying, you know, we're smart enough to know how to handle ourselves. You know, we don't need to be locked down. And yet they're shoulder to shoulder with people without masks during their protests. Now, I think you have the right to do whatever you want. If you want to kill yourself, I think you have the right to do it. But don't make a mess for the rest of us to clean up. And don't infect us with a disease just because you're reckless and stupid. And I also believe that the only way to stop this thing is to let it die out by quarantine. That's my belief. Not only do I believe it, I am practicing it. That's where we are at the farm. And we are being forced to sell our herd, about 70% of our herd, in order to save our farm. That's what we have to do. And I was talking to a guy yesterday, and I said, you know, it's going to be really difficult. I said, you know, I know you want to buy some of our cows, and I think that's wonderful, but here's how it's going to have to be, and you may not like this. What we will do is we'll take some pictures of those cows. We'll take a video of those cows. We will email you those pictures and the video. And if you like the cows and we all agree on a price, we will put them in our trailer and we'll bring them to you. And we will drop them off and you'll pay us. That's how we'll do it. You cannot come to the farm. We are under lockdown. We will not let anyone on our farm because we don't want our cats, dogs, cattle, or us infected. We won't do it. Those are the terms. What do you think? And everybody I talked to, the phone was ringing off the hook yesterday, everybody I talked to said that'd be fine. Rich, any comments about that?
Well, I think the powers that be, especially on the left fence, don't want to have this infection stop. Now, is this a real virus? I always say, of course it is. But at the same time, I think we don't need tyrannical tyranny to run our show. Let me give you a couple of examples here. First article, Democrats demand Trump stop building border wall during coronavirus crisis. Well, we all know the Democrats need illegal immigrants for the voting. However, if they are really serious about reducing virus contagion, they would be all for a border wall and no people unvetted coming through our border. Next article right here. U.S. has reportedly flown in over 1,000 Afghan refugees in the last 4 weeks. Does that sound to you like they want to stop the infection? Next article, CIA secretly told staff, secretly, okay, paid by American taxpayers, secretly told staff COVID-19 drug touted by Trump might cause sudden death. So there's a lot of information, and I think the people are getting tired of all the lies going on. International flights bringing 100,000 unchecked travelers to UK each week. I don't think the powers that be want to, especially the Democrats, they want to keep this infection going so they can create the agenda of getting rid of cash and rallies and virtual reality, Joe Biden, and delegitimizing work and doing mail-in voting and creating more fear and panic. I think this is part of their game plan. But, you know, you do hear good stories now and then, Vince, of people really tired of this tyranny. There's a county named Valley County in Montana, over in eastern Montana. It's over by Glasgow and Fort Peck. And they had a beta test shoved down their throats where they said, if you don't get tested, if you don't do what we say, if you don't wear pink armbands to prove that you went through the system, you're not going to be able to do commerce or have freedom. Well, the people of Valley County, congratulations, because they shoved it right back down the government's throat. They're not going to put up with that kind of tyranny. And I think people I'm seeing examples all across the nation, Vince, that people are getting sick and tired of this police state, social engineering, forced precedents being shoved down America's throats. And I really think that the next few months is going to make all the difference in the world regarding the survival of America. Enough people are going to wake up and do something about it, or we are going to be in a tyrannical, totalitarian, socialist / communist state where no prosperity, no middle class. You'll be told what to do, what to say, how to think, and you'll be getting your vaccinations to destroy your immune system, and it's going to be a major depopulation event. So we have to decide as Americans, for the over a million combat soldiers who gave their life for us, for our freedoms and liberties. I mean, the governor of New Jersey just said the other day he wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. He said this. Well, the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Governor, is the law of the land. That's called the rule of law. That's why you always hear me say that we have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, not different ones for different aristocracy or different groups or hyphens or pronouns. We all have to be Americans. We have to be Americans desperately. We can't have any more apathy, indifference, or ignorance running the show. We have to remember all the people who gave their life for our freedoms and liberties. And if we drop the ball, their lives, their deaths will be for naught. It's up to us, Vince.
6 weeks and 2 days ago, President Donald Trump was on stage. He was on almost every American television. And he said that there were 15 cases of infection of, I'm paraphrasing, of the coronavirus. 15. Not 1,500. Not 15,000. 15. Today, 671,000 people are infected. Now, those are just the ones that have been counted. And I believe that that number is way low because they're not counting everybody. Now, how many people have died? And I've heard so many stories about more people die in automobile accidents and abortions and so forth. Well, I've heard that. I've read that. So in the, let's see, the death record in 24 hours now in the United States, 4,591 in 24 hours. So this thing's got legs, and this thing is increasing at an increasing rate. Increasing at an increasing rate. It's absolutely clear to me that there's no stopping it without a quarantine. So when people are running around just because they feel they have the right to, it's reckless to me. It's dangerous to me. And as I mentioned, we have to sell cows because we can't feed them. We can't feed our cows. Someone who used to be a friend of mine reneged on a deal, on an agreement, on an oral contract. And we were maintaining his farm. In return, we got to use his grass. And we manicured that farm, and he was going to move into it, and he decided, nah, he's not going to do it anymore. And with no warning whatsoever, decided that he was going to unilaterally renege on that deal, on that agreement, on that oral contract. So I have to sell cows. And what I'm trying to say is, this is going to happen to you. This is just, you know, our turn in the barrel. This is going to happen to you too, class. You're going to find that people are not worth the words they use. And you're going to have to determine whether you are going to help them or not. In my case, the answer is absolutely, positively no. I won't help them anymore. I won't. And we, in order to sell these cows, we have to do it in a way that we're not letting people on the property. But that's not the way it used to be. Farmers would look at the cows, say, I'll take that one, that one, that one, you know, those numbers by the ear tags. Not anymore. They're going to have to do it from a distance. That's the new normal and a new morality.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, let me put this number in perspective. I mentioned that 4,591 people have died in 24 hours, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's 3.2 people every minute. Let me say it a different way. That's one person dying every 20 seconds. Does that seem like this virus is real? Does it? I was advised to listen to a broadcast, and I don't like listening to broadcasts because I really don't like the way most broadcasts are conducted. People unprepared sit behind the microphone and just start talking. I guess that's okay for coffee chat or something like that, but maybe around the kitchen table. But here at USA Prepares, we like to be prepared. I tuned into this broadcast for just a couple minutes. It was all I could stomach. And I heard that this virus is a hoax. That's what the talk show host said. And I'm now using the term talk show host to delineate between someone who knows what they're talking about and someone who just talks. Talk show hosts. When Rich Sheban comes on the air with me, he does a lot of research, an enormous amount of research. He's not a talk show host. When, or a talk show co-host, or when he fills in for me, he's not a fill-in talk show host. He does a lot of research. And when we broadcast with Dr. Norman Shealy, he's not a talk show host either. He's a medical doctor. And Gwyneth Isaacs is a degreed scientist. So we're not talk show hosts. We speak based on experience. And it just frosts me when people say that this is a hoax. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Hey,
good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to warn the class that the tests for the coronavirus have been found to be contaminated with that very same disease. And so you might go get your test and wind up getting sick afterwards.
You know, also, Robert, that's a very interesting thought. That's something I have not read about, but it makes a lot of sense. It really does. It's just it's akin to the same theory that if you don't have the coronavirus, but you get the immunization for it, you'll get the coronavirus. Just as in the past, if you got your flu shot, you would be almost certain to get the flu. And I'm talking about the plain old, you know, survivable type flu, right? Isn't it that the same thing that you're talking about, or very similar?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And I don't have, I'm not a medical doctor, but I do have a background in biology. And you have these things in your bodies called exomes. And so if you've recently fought off the common cold, you will have an exome in your body, potentially a corona exome, nothing to do with the coronavirus. And when you are, let's say you die and you have this corona exome in your body, which I would say almost all of us do, if you've ever had the common cold, then you could be considered to have died from coronavirus if they test you for it. You come, it doesn't matter what you died of, you'd have your head cut off. And they say, oh, he had coronavirus because it's in his exomes are in his body. So that's one reason why the numbers are so high. You'll also notice all the numbers for heart disease, all these things that people normally die from, all those things are down when these coronaviruses are way up. So it's a very interesting thing I think we have going on with the deception and what they're trying to push us into, which is mandatory vaccinations, which will be a digital currency, guys. I mean, it's literally the mark of the beast, and you won't be able to walk into a store without having these nanotech things running through your blood. So, you know, we're in a real scary situation. Do not take the test. Do not take the vaccine. That's really what this is all about, is to get that into your body.
Robert, I don't know if you were listening yesterday, but if you were, did you hear me talk about the protocol for handing over your rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver? Did you hear me talk about that?
Yes, Vincent, I did, and you left off one part of it. You know what? You want to know what that is? The last part.
Wear earplugs.
You got to give them all your rounds first. Then you can turn it over. So you had everything right except that last part that your ammunition, you got to turn that over as well.
Yeah, and you might want to wear earplugs or hearing protection when you hand over your rifle, because I shot a snake with my .45 years ago, and my ears were ringing for 3 days. So, yeah. So, Robert, you're in the same. Camp that you'll turn over your rifle, pistol, revolver, shotgun when you're out of ammunition? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, that's the only right way to do it. You know, you want to comply.
Rich Sheban, any thoughts?
No, I mentioned what Robert said was very accurate today, and I did mention that on Tuesday, like Dr. Andy Bukacek saying that a lot of these tests are false positives. A lot of the tests are giving people the virus. I mentioned that weeks ago. That is accurate information.
There you go, class. So here's what we know. We know that we're being lied to on lots of different levels. So do your own research, make your own decisions, but be very careful.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.